T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:47 on a Monday. Three big things. Basketball, NIT, Wichita State 63, Clemson 55. Hundreds gathering downtown Wichita for first annual Chisholm Trail Marathon. Mueller concludes probe of President Trump in Russia. No evidence of collusion. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Volumes and traffic starting to pick up a bit out there right now, but not seeing any major tie-ups at the moment. Remember, if you spot a traffic tie-up or a better gasoline price than the low end of 242 that we're seeing out there this morning, you can always give us a call at the traffic hotline at number 869-1330. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 57 degrees. Yesterday's high, by the way, in Wichita, 65. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 38. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 62. Now a cloudy sky, north wind at 13 miles per hour and 49 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 6:48, Steve and Ted. The Steve and Ted poll question today right there on our webpage.
Can't wait for this one.
KNSSradio.com. The NCAA tournament is underway. Did you fill out a bracket this year?
That's a good question. That's all right.
Yes, 30%. No, 70%.
Wow.
So among the people who access our website anyway in the Steve and Ted poll question, the no's are running way ahead.
You're in the majority, Steve.
It's a majority? Yes, it is. I don't do it. Ted, you do.
Mm-hmm. Ted does like 30 of them.
Don does. Right, Don?
I did not do one this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I just was late to the punch. It snuck up on me.
It's a little late, huh?
Yeah.
Well, could a special toilet seat save your life?
Yes.
This is House Call for Health. You may remember the outrage when the Pentagon spent $10,000 for a toilet seat. Now scientists have created another expensive toilet seat costing nearly $2,000 each. But this seat has special powers. It could save your life. The high-tech seat was developed at the Rochester Institute of Technology in New York. Embedded in the seat are sensors that monitor for signs of heart failure. The investors say the sensors can pick up a warning sign of a heart attack before there are any other symptoms. It's not likely this is going to become a regular feature in people's bathrooms, but the promoters of this gadget say when a patient is sent home from the hospital after a heart attack or heart surgery, it's important to monitor for any problems, and this would be an easy way to do it. All the patient has to do is sit down. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
You don't even want to know about the discussion that report triggered in our...
Well, you can always look up.
Don Gramps.
Bidet toilet seat.
CFP.
Yeah, just look that up.
The money tracker. Negotiation tactics.
Well, that's what we're going to talk
about. Tell us
about
Don.
Negotiating a bidet toilet seat.
Yeah, yes.
You know, we all deal with negotiations daily. You know, whether it's convincing your five-year-old to go to bed before 8 o'clock... Or a high-level discussion over the cost of bulk steel between a supplier and a machine shop. We're all doing it. Now, I sometimes find that I negotiate with myself. Should I go to the gym at 5:30 or should I have a glass of wine? You know which one generally wins out.
5:30 a.m.?
And yeah, that's a good point. And even the five-year-old has learned to deploy negotiating tactics. A tactic is not a strategy. It's a single move. A tactic is a single move or a counter move used to get in a good position and to create a vulnerable position for your opponent. Now, they fall into several categories. There's delay, manipulation, power, and pressure. First of all, delay is when you need something done. Your opposing negotiator may tell you that the person who authorizes decisions needs time to make that deal or that she's out till next week. Now, to avoid this in the future, negotiate only with the person who makes the decisions and learn the standards they have in place to approve an agreement. The next one's manipulation, playing the good guy, bad guy routine, whereby one guy is fair and the other is irrational. The irrational begins negotiation. Then the nice guy comes in to bring in the fair option. Meantime, you are manipulated into thinking that any deal is better than what the bad guy has to sell. Pressure. Sometimes a salesperson will tell you that you need to act now. The sale will be over soon. It'll be gone today. So buy. Ask her or him how firm that deadline is, and then ask the consequences of missing the deadline. You may find it's only a tactic. Power. Kids use this one a lot. Your 9-year-old wants a smartphone, so he tells you that everyone has one. Or to convince, he may drop names of others who have the phones already. Ask him what's right for him. Who cares what everyone else is doing, and does he really need it? And by the way, who is everyone? Well, many deploy these tactics without even knowing that they do. And now that you know, you'll be able to spot them. And I hope that if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Yeah. If everyone jumped over the cliff, would that be a reason for you to do that?
Exactly. Exactly.
You got to be smart with kids. You got to use reverse psychology on kids, you know?
Yeah. Or some form of
If they think you like something, they won't do it.
There you go. Yeah, that's why there's nobody under 35 on Facebook anymore. Because everybody over 50 is on Facebook now.
That's right. We crowded them out.
Yeah.
Coming up, Wichita Century 2, April 16th, John Mellencamp in concert.
Oh, Mr. Cougar.
And we have a pair of tickets to give away sometime this morning with Steve and Ted.
Wow.
Be listening for your chance to win. Today is National Medal of Honor Day. On this date in 1863... when the first medals of honor were presented, Secretary of War Edmund Stanton presented medals of honor to 6 members of Andrews Raiders for their volunteering and participation during an American Civil War raid in April of 1862.
Wow. I've got a great coffee table book that shows all the Medal of Honor winners.
I had that too.
Yeah, it's really a neat book. It gives their story and everything, and it's
think humbling. I loaned mine to somebody, and I never got it back. I think it may be the same book.
It may be.
It's a neat book. Yeah.
Was
created in 1861 for the America's highest military honor, awarded only to U.S. military personnel by the President of the United States in the name of Congress for personal acts of valor above and beyond the call of duty. And if you look at the recipients, many of them were medics. And not just, people who assaulted a machine gun nest or something like that.
I know you're going to ask me who, but I can't remember. That's terrible. But one of the recipients signed the book. It was at where they were speaking, and then they gave us copies of the books and they signed it. But I apologize, I can't remember who it was.
Ed, but you nice. Never use the term winner. No, you don't win this award.
No, you don't win it. You earn it.
If you use that word, somebody's going to call you and say, hey, you can't win it.
Well, that's like winning the Pulitzer Surprise.
That's right. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. 6:55. Stephen
Ted. Hey, Ted chuckle.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, all the news this morning. Robert Mueller concludes his probe of the president and Russia. That's on the way. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.